Om Shanti. Just now we heard this song. Baba is also sometimes poetic. I always call Brahma Baba as the first poet of the new world. First poet of the new world, because he only in the beginning wrote songs about the new world, as to what this new world will be and all those things. And our mamma, you see, she used to sing those songs. And so what we call in Hindi is Adi Kavi, the first poet of the new world, who has seen the new world order, who has verified, who has experienced this new world order, is Brahma Baba. As per our scriptures in India, Valmiki is supposed to be the first poet. He saw once one hunter hunting one bird with the help of an arrow, and then the bird fell down. And then you see from his mouth the first Sanskrit verse, Mahanishad, means, oh hunter, please do not hunt, do not kill these animals. That was the first song, first poetic expression. And then it is so said that Brahma, the Creator, came in front of him and blessed him and said that you are the first poet. And so you must now write in poem, in songs, Ramayana. And then he started writing Ramayana. So as per the scriptures of India, Valmiki is supposed to be the first poet. But in reality, when we know that Brahma Baba was the first to have first divine glimpses, divine vision of the golden age. And based on those visions, Baba used to write songs in those good old days. And I think yesterday also Baba, in that poetic mood, referred to this song, that in the sky, and there are not so many stars, in the ocean there is not so much of water, which can describe the praise of God, which can describe His abilities and acts and attributes of God. So this is the song, and I congratulate and thank our music department for playing that song which was referred to by Baba yesterday in his Murli. Unfortunately, sorry, many of you do not understand Hindi, and the poetic beauty of this song. Anyway, yesterday also we had several groups meeting Baba, and just a minute new group, say Baba, Sarva Africa group, and all those groups were there meeting. And then also that IT group, Information Technology group of about 70 souls, they were also meeting Baba. And then at the end Baba met all of you and said that those of you who have not been part of any of this group, I meet you also in advance, if you remember. And Baba met you all as in advance members of any one particular group. Now, just group is just a group which was there at that time only, just a minute group. Say, serve Africa means those who are connected with Godly Service of Africa, they will be there. But IT group, and Information Technology group is universal, and it is all time to come. Just a minute program was for a particular time, for a particular place. Well, as Baba said, this program will be refined and introduced at other places also. But even then, it has its own limitations. South Africa also has its own limitations because its target is to serve all the countries in Africa. But information technology is a group which is universal in its character. And it has played really very important role. Yesterday also, I think almost all centers in India, at least they heard Baba. About more than 100-150 centers, they saw Baba on the television also. In some centers they have got projectors, and through the projectors, through this TV and projector, you see Baba was projected on a big screen, just as yesterday we had those two screens on the side, on both the sides. Like that, in many centers, they have now these projectors. And through this projector, everybody could see Baba. So this is the advantage of information technology, that simultaneously at all the places in India and outside, of course, outside India, they are able to see Baba. So they feel Baba. So these are the advantages of information technology. Recently we were in America for about a month, and there we had discussed about one experiment and experience of information technology. It's a very simple experience, very simple experiment, and each one of you can do it. And it is the most inexpensive experiment. Most inexpensive experiment. If you do it, then what will happen? When Baba comes next time, next year, especially for double foreigners, and if all of you are there, then you will all stand up together and say, "Yes, Baba, we are the members of Information Technology Group." Because by conducting this experiment, you will become master of information technology. And you would like to have this experiment and come next year again with that experiment and experience and say to Baba, give messages in advance to Baba, and then it will be very useful. It's a very simple experiment. You know, the basic information technology is of radio and television. Through radio, messages are received. Through television, not only messages are received, not only you hear those messages, but you also are in a position to see the person. You can see the person, you can see at the same time so many incidences also, which the anchor, as they call it, anchor means the person who is reading the news on the television or on the radio station also. Well, whatever he is reading, you are able to listen to it. Yesterday, Baba played the role of anchor, because Baba was speaking Murli from the stage. And what happened? All throughout the world, at least in India, I have a message from this brother Karuna that almost all centers could hear Baba. So almost all centers could have Om Shanti. So yesterday Baba played the role of anchor, both of a radio and of a television also. Because those who could only listen to Baba, those who will have indirect benefit, they will have their role from the copper age, and they will be our worshippers or Sri Baba's worshippers also. So those who are going to be the worshippers of either Sri Baba or of we the souls, as the gods and goddesses of the gold and copper age. Then what will happen? They will also receive message. Avyakta Baba has given one murli on this aspect only, that some of the godly services that we are doing, through which we are able to generate our own people of the golden age and silver age. There are others also who are in a position to generate our own worshippers of the copper age and iron age also. So all those people who will be connected directly or indirectly to God through us, and who will be, for whom we will be the medium, for whom we will be the prophets, for whom we will be the messengers, they will receive this message of Shiv Baba through us. And if we read this murli constantly, regularly, at a fixed time, I don't know whether you have heard experiences of many of our divine sisters. In the beginning, when the institution was in that formative stage, many received message of Brahma Baba in this incognito manner. I remember one sister, once I was in Punjab, and I received message from one sister. I heard one sister giving her experience that she received, she was getting dreams, and in these dreams she was getting message that she will meet a person with white clothes and all those things. And then she suddenly went to one exhibition, and she saw this exhibition, and there she saw Brahma Baba with white clothes. And she could identify that, yes, here is the person whom she met in the dreams also, and whose message she received. We have in Bombay one of our divine brother, Aspi Bhai. He is here. He is here in Abu also at the moment. He also received message. He was in search of God. He wanted to meet Baba. He wanted to search God. And he was doing that bhakti. And in that, you see, he received this intuition, messages, dreams and all those things, that he has to go to a particular temple and see one exhibition there. He will receive God's message there. So he came to one temple where we had organized in Bombay our exhibition. And exhibition was almost over. Exhibition time was 8:30. And he came at 8:25. And he said, I want to see this exhibition. I want to see this exhibition. And reluctantly the person opened the door for him. And he saw the exhibition. And then he met me. He said, this is the message that I have to read, go visit this exhibition in my dreams. This is what I have been searching. And I got it. So like that, there are so many hundreds and hundreds of experienced people who have received this type of messages. And Baba has said in the murlis also that what happened in the beginning will happen in the end also. Baba has said in the murli that in the end also there will be people who will be receiving your divine glimpses. They will receive messages of the Baba also. They will have divine glimpses, sakshatkar of Baba also. All those things will be possible at the end. And you know that, as Baba yesterday also said, end can be at any time. It will come by way of an accident, suddenly only. It will not come it will not come with advance information. Nothing will be informed to us in advance. So anything can be the ultimate end. And therefore, we have to be fully prepared for this one. And therefore, conduct this experiment. Read murli If you do not have copies of Murlis, then at least copies of the books of Avyakta Murli. I think almost all languages have Avyakta Murlis in different languages. So take one Murli a day and read at a fixed time. What happens? On radio and television also, the news are being read at a fixed time. Am I right? At a fixed time only the news are read. And people know that now is the time. So they switch on the radio or they switch on the television and then link it with that particular channel or station. And then they hear or read or able to listen to the news. So like that, if you make it a constant effort, at least for 2 to 3 months, then what will happen? Those vibrations in the public, in the area, in the and with the people connected with you, those vibrations will be received by the people. And then what will happen? Slowly and slowly, and they will get these divine messages, divine experiences. Not only that, but divine glimpses also. But for that, two things are absolutely essential. Number one, it should be done at a fixed time. Morning time is the best time. And it does not take long. If you want to read Avyakta Murli or Shaka or Murli also, in your own language, it's not difficult. It hardly takes 20 minutes to read Murli. You keep your Murli in your front and read it. I know when I read, you see, like this, it does not take me more than 20 minutes. So it's not very time consuming also. But at the same time, it should be at a fixed time. Number two, we should be fully prepared. Fully prepared means fully dressed, properly dressed. We should have our hair and face properly washed and all those things will be there. If, for example, if in a television, if the person who is reading news is not properly dressed, his face makeup is not properly done, he is half asleep or half awake, and then reading the news, what will happen? What will happen? If you are the boss, will you keep such person who is reading news half awake and half sleeping like that, you see? Swinging in the arms of Maya, swinging in the arms of sleep. Many of you do it. And Baba has said in Avyakta Murli that many of us, and when we do morning yoga, we are moving like this. I asked one brother why he is doing like this. He said, Baba is asking me many questions and I am saying, yes Baba, yes Baba, yes Baba. I remember in Bombay, one brother, you see, in the class, you see, he was half asleep and he was moving like this. So I told him, brother, please listen carefully. He said, why? I told him that you are half asleep, half awake. He said, no, I am fully awake. And I am swinging in the arms of Baba. I said, to me, you are not swinging in the arms of Baba, but you are swinging in the arms of Maya. And he told me a very nice thing. He said, Ramesh bhai, your eyes are like that. You are swinging in the arms of Maya and therefore you think that I am also swinging in the arms of Maya. From that day I realized not to tell anybody. Because it is like that, it is rebounding. If you give correction to anybody, please remember in this modern world, don't give correction to anybody. What will happen if you give one correction? You must be ready to receive 10 corrections. Am I right? If you give one correction, You must be ready to be faced with 10 corrections. So don't give corrections. Let them do what they want to do it. Anyway, so when you are reading this Murali, when you are conducting this experiment, read in the morning, do these things, and have their presence in front of you. Sakar Baba, in many of his Muralis, have done these things. If you have heard Sakar Muralis carefully, in some of the Muralis, Baba has said that to in front of Baba, all his children who are present in person or anywhere else in this divine family, and for all of them, Baba is giving this Murali. This is what Baba has said. That is one experiment Baba has conducted. The second experiment Baba has conducted is that Baba is speaking this Murali to his children of the present and also children in future also. Those who will be children in future, they are also, or they were also in Baba, in front of Baba. So all of you were in front of Baba and Baba was conducting this experiment, giving this Murali. Although he might have spoken this Murali in 63, 64 or 65 or earlier years, that means prior to 68. But he had this experiment. Many experiments have been conducted by Baba on this subject. Baba, whenever he will come out to meet people, he will be fully dressed, fully equipped. He will comb his hair and all those things. I remember once I told Baba that, why you are combing this hair? Is it not body consciousness? Is it not body consciousness? I asked Baba that, why? I mean, let it remain in any manner. Let my dress be in any manner. It may be shabby, it may be dirty or anything. Baba said, no, child, this is not body consciousness. But I must remember that I must be, as Baba has said in Hindi, Sakshatkar Murt, means anybody who may have my divine glimpses or physical glimpses at any time, they must be able to see me in my perfect position. And therefore, I must remain perfect embodiment of perfection at all times. Therefore, Baba only referred yesterday to Brahma Baba, that in all respects, Baba has given the 8-10 references also about perfect stage of Brahma Baba and how he maintained that perfect stage. So Baba was always trying to maintain his perfect stage permanently. If we cannot maintain our perfect stage permanently, at least when we are reading this Murali, we are the anchors, we are the messengers. At that particular time, if we observe this discipline, remember faithfully Baba and conduct this experiment and spread this message, what will happen? We have done in Bombay, Usha and myself, we stay together. So she will be reading Murali and I will be sitting in front of her. Or sometimes when I read Murali, she will be in front of me. And then what will happen? So that she can give me corrections or I can give her correction that, oh no, you have not read these things correctly. If you read properly, then what will happen? People connected with you, through whom, that means connected through you with Baba. Please remember, we are not giving our own message. There is no personality cult, no personal involvement. We are not developing our own cult or culture. We are developing Baba's culture, Baba's knowledge, and we are giving message of Baba. And therefore, what happens? It will come to all. It will go to all. I had told these things in London also, when I was given chance to conduct, during this Just a Minute program, I was in London. So I was given one day, half an hour, to conduct this class. And I said, let us convert the whole divine family into BBC. You know, in BBC it is British Broadcasting Corporation. That is BBC. In India it is Doordarshan, DD, Doordarshan, Divine. And it may be anywhere else. In America it is CNN. CNN, I don't remember what it means. Like that, you see, we can have BBC, Baba's Broadcasting Centers. Each one of us can become Baba's center, broadcasting center. Each one of us can become information technology center. People will come to you or through you to Baba. Said, we have received this message. We are getting this influence, indirect influence, vibrations. All those things, you see, play a very important role. Vibrations and all those things. These vibrations have to be caused by us. We have to generate these vibrations. We have to generate, as they call it in telepathy, televews. Telenews, like televews, televibrations. And it's very simple. Do it daily on experiment basis, at least for 3 months. Because consistency is required. And consistency plus accuracy. Do it with full heart that I am doing this work as messenger. Baba had the duty of giving Murli daily, and he used to give Murli, even if when he was sick, he will do it without fail. So that was because Baba had the duty of doing it regularly. So do these things as duty, as messenger. And what will happen? We can act as messenger, we can act as angel. Ultimately, in the long run, this will be the ultimate godly service. Because Baba has said also that in the ultimate analysis, godly service will be not through words, spoken words, not through our exhibitions, not through our functions, not through our conferences, not through our get-togethers and all those things. You cannot print also at that time. There will not be any other service available. But mind, mental services, through the power of mind. Please do not misunderstand the power of mind. Mind has very great potentiality. Very great potentiality. Mind and intellect. Even if through mind and intellect, when we can contact with God the Supreme. So that is mind and intellect. They are those two very, very, very important instruments of we the souls. So let us purify our mind. Let us, in case of radio station also, it depends on its frequency, power. And based on that power, you see, those vibrations will be moving to different places. So if we here, we also develop our inherent potentiality, inherent potential power of we the source, through our mind. And what is yoga? Yoga is developing our own mental powers, our intellectual thinking and all those things. So when we develop our mind, our intellect, what will happen? They will be, just as in case of radio or television, you see, the frequency and powerful stage. For example, we have in Mount Abu also a radio station, but that is not that powerful. FM radio is also not powerful, it is within a small area. But short waves, you see, SW as they call it, that is more powerful. Short waves are more powerful than FM radio vibrations like that. Same thing will happen in our case also. The more powerful we are, we will be able to do godly service. And what will happen? I just tell you in advance, it will be, I know I will not be able to give you in detail, but a time will come, when we will be able to do godly service, even while we are sleeping also. We all have our own subtle bodies. But we do not use these subtle bodies and subtle vibrations and all those things in godly service. When we are asleep, physically we are asleep, but who is getting dreams? When, for example, Dadi Gulzar goes to Baba, and then Baba, Dadi says that, Baba emerged, Dadi is in front of her, in front of Baba. So what was emerged? Those subtle forms of ours were emerged before Baba. Many times Baba is conducting test of all of us, and Gulzar Dadi has mentioned about those tests conducted by Baba. And then Baba will say, you know, do this, do that, and many failed, many could succeed. All those things were there. So who were doing these things? It was these subtle forms of ours that was responsible. And that subtle form is there. So slowly and slowly, when we master our mind, when we master our intellect, then what will happen? We will be able to master our own self, our own thoughts, and then what will happen? At the moment, many times we are the slaves of our own thoughts. We are not in a position to control our thoughts. But once we have this mastery, then what will happen? That we will be able to divert our thoughts on a particular place, on a particular person, and all those things. And then what will happen? Then what Baba has said yesterday, that if you become master of all varieties of virtues of Baba, of all relationships with Baba and all those things, and if you, when you have this mastery, then what will happen? That you will be able to give experience of those virtues, of those relationships, of those connections and all those things of Baba. So it all depends how much we have developed our soul power. Therefore, Baba has said in one of his Abhyaktam Murlis that at the moment, the scientists of the world, they are more conscious of developing powers of the five elements of the nature. They are concerned more at the gross level. But once they understand the power of soul, the subtle power of the soul and the subtle power of God, these two powers are not known to the world at large. The scientist understands physical powers, physical power of money, physical power of body strength and all those things. These physical powers are known to the world, to the scientists also. But these subtle powers of the soul, of this God, once they are known, then what will happen? Through them, many wonderful things will happen in this world. And therefore Baba has told us to do godly service of scientists, so that they develop ways and means of testing and verifying and giving experience and experiments of soul power and God power. They are not difficult. I tell you very frankly, they are not difficult. These powers, for example, you might have heard, you might have read also, powers or various acts and attributes committed by Sai Baba. Sai Baba will do something and bring watch or this or that or anything else. All these subtle powers are there. Vivekananda also in his book, I don't know whether you have read Vivekananda, 9 volumes of Vivekananda we have read, and in that he has conducted this experiment. He was in Hyderabad, in South India, and there you see he was in front of a person who had this mystical powers. So this brother with mystical powers, he was simple dressed. He had no other dress on his body also. Vivekananda gave his own shawl to that man and asked him to sit in the corner, in one corner. And then he said, I will conduct 3 examples of yours, 3 experiments. So that person said, yes, okay. So number one, that person told Vivekananda that you write anything, any secret, anything from any book or anywhere, whatever you want to write, and I will be able to read out to you. I don't know whether you have read this experiments of Vivekananda. And so Vivekananda took one piece of paper and wrote on it, and then folded it and kept it on one side, and then asked him, come on, tell me what I have written. And then that fellow could repeat all those things what he had written, what Vivekananda had written. So this is the power, that mystical power that he had. Then Vivekananda has second thing, asked him to bring fresh roses. If you have read this book, you will find this. These are the experiments narrated in Vivekananda's autobiography in those 9 volumes. And then within 5 minutes, you see, he brought and gave him a bouquet of fresh roses, with fresh fragrance of dew also on those roses. And then Vivekananda asked him, how you have done it? He said, I have got this mystical power of converting those physical things there into subtle forms. And in subtle forms, they come here, and I again convert them into physical form. Just as science, you see, vibrations are there, you see, sound waves from the radio station are converted into sound waves, and then in your radio, those sound waves are converted into sound, and you receive, or you can sleep and see those vibrations or events. Like that, you see, he has given the 3rd example also. All these things are there possible, because these are the mystical powers of the soul. We don't want to go into the mysteries of the soul, but at least we have to master these powers of our own self. With the result, what will happen? Why I am telling you these things? So that when we master our own self, what will happen? That we will be in a position to face Maya properly. We want to develop our this power, our own this strength and all those things, so that we do not waste our thoughts, we do not waste our energies, we do not want to waste our efforts on useless things. And therefore, we have to be strong enough. So that when we are strong, what will happen? Those outside vibrations and all those things, those negative vibrations, negative tendencies, will not hurt us, will not damage us, will not cause waste of our time and energy. So this is how, you see, we have to develop ourselves. We have to attain perfection. Perfection in this stage sense that we are like a mountain. Nothing in this world can obstruct us. Nothing in this world can cause any destruction to us or damage to us. So that is the stage. That stage we have to develop. And when we develop this stage, what will happen? As Baba has said in today's Murli also, when we have read that, once we are perfect, then the destruction will begin. Destruction is waiting for us. So let us all try ourselves in best possible manner to attain perfection. And I hope the message of yesterday's Murli, in fact today it will be discussed in detail by Sister Mohini with you. But what I have read yesterday, or what I have heard in Baba Murli yesterday, is this, that do it lovefully, do it carefully, and be the symbol, embodiment of perfection. So thank you very much. Om Shanti. I just want to give my name. My name is Ramesh. In the morning, class was announced of Sister Usha. But then I said I will go and able to conduct class, because in the morning I had a fever. My body was not in physical shape. I told Baba that, no, I will be able to go. And I have come. And so, it is, for you it is a surprise that instead of Sister Usha, how is that Brother Ramesh has come? Thank you.
प्यार के कश्ती में बैठे संगम युग में।